Ladies and gentlemen, it is episode 55! Yes, sir. Episode 55, Metal on the Brain podcast.
We're back.
We're back. What the fuck is going on?
55 episodes deep.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Little assistance from Sammy Hagar there.
Hey, listen.
Are you a Van Hagar guy or a Van Halen guy?
I don't mind either or. I'm definitely more a Diamond Dave guy.
I love both.
It's like, you know, it's like, is it, do you think it's like kind of the same where it's like Sabbath? Are you Dio or Ozzy? I mean,
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Because honestly, these days, I don't even know if I told you this, but I have listened to Dio Sabbath so much lately.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to, was it Headless Cross fucking album nonstop, dude?
What's the one with the angels on it? Do you know which one I'm talking about? But the three angels?
The three angels, yeah, dude. That's fucking, it sucks because you almost want to say that that's the best Sabbath album. It's so hard to say that, though, because...
Listen, that was an album before I knew the difference between Ozzy Sabbath and Dio Sabbath. That was one of those CDs that my dad owned that I would just see all the time around the house. Just those, it was that, and speaking of which, Van Halen with the angel on the front with the cigarette.
Yeah.
I forget that was
1984. That was a classic album.
Classic, absolutely.
That was so big when it came out. That had Jump on it, and, you know, everybody was like, "You can hate fucking keyboards, whatever." Dude.
They were jealous. They were jealous of Diamond Dave, and just the charisma.
It's just, dude. It's hard to say if Van Halen is better with Diamond Dave or Sammy Hagar, because 5150, that album is just hit after fucking hit.
It really is,
and I think that's what they were going for. And you know what? Here's what I can say. David Lee Roth, because they had more with him,
mm-hmm.
is what I could say. And I like David Lee Roth more on his own solo stuff more than I liked Sammy Hagar's solo stuff.
Really?
But, you know, Sammy Hagar's the Red Rocker. Dude, I saw him and Rob Halford do a Q&A one time.
Oh, man.
In California, dude. It was pretty cool. Like, Brian Stakel from Metal Blade was there.
I bet that was very chill.
It really was.
Everybody's drinking Cabo Wabo tequila, baby.
It was in, like, I think the Grammy Museum or something. It was kind of like a museum kind of area, and there was, like, a little theater, and it was very small. It was intimate, and I was just like, man, this is fucking wild. I don't even know how I ended up there. I don't remember.
I would love to see that conversation unfold live.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome. Sammy Hagar is a very, very likable dude. I could tell.
I can imagine. Didn't he have like a traveling food show type thing?
He's got his Cabo Wabo shit, so probably.
Yeah. I think it's something entitled with that. I think it's on like Food TV or Travel Channel or something like that. It's no Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but it's I've seen a couple episodes, which is pretty cool.
A great show.
Which is pinnacle. The pinnacle for me.
What about the Super Bowl commercial with Matty Matheson and fucking the chef Raekwon?
He's on top, man.
Yeah, do you watch that Wu-Tang show?
I finished the first season. I need to watch the second and third.
They're on the third, man. I know. It's so good. And I have to go back and look, but I'm pretty sure right now they're on tour, and I think they're about to be in Jacksonville, Florida on the show.
I
was there at that show in Jacksonville when they played it back in like 95 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right before that double album, that Wu-Tang Forever shit was dropping.
Yeah.
It was like a few months before that. So they were out promoting that, and it was Wu-Tang and Killer Army. And I remember it was like huge because all of them were there.
Oh, really?
And that was like a big thing. Like, it's still a big thing. Like, if you go see Wu-Tang, you're probably not going to get all the members.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody was there. But I still had ODB, luckily, you know?
I think when I, yeah, because when I saw them at the amphitheater in St. Augustine, they had ODB's son come out.
Who was just like him.
And Method was there and a bunch of other people. I think Redman wasn't there, but I think everybody
Redman's
else was.
Redman's not. Wu-Tang, so that makes
sense. Not Redman. God damn it. You know what it is? I'm thinking of, what is that?
You're thinking of Sammy Hagar.
I'm thinking of Sammy Hagar.
What if Sammy Hagar, the Red Rocker and Redman did a song together?
What is that Method Man, Redman album that.
Well, Blackout, dude. That's fucking great.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Plus, great. You ever seen How High?
Oh, dude, yeah. No. I think that.
I always associate those two together. I think that's, yeah.
They should have done a bunch of movies together. I think they missed out. I think they missed their calling. I think they should have done like how David Spade and Chris Farley did. Well, they only got to do the couple, but I think they should have done like sidekick movies and just kept on doing them, like Laurel and Hardy and shit.
He, Method Man's a really good actor.
He's great. He's awesome. He's in He was in 187.
He was on a show on HBO that our friend Gino was on. And
what show
was that? Oh my God. That was the James Franco show where it was about the porn industry in the 70s, like in Times Square and shit like that.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's great. I think there was like two or three seasons.
I know what show you're talking about. No, I have not watched that.
Gino was on it. Yeah. No, and Method Man was on it. And he said that Method Man was very cool.
I've never heard a bad thing about Method Man.
How could you not?
Or Red Man.
No.
I think
I love the episode of Cribs that Red Man does where it's just like fucked up apartment.
I think they should have done. More of a movie career, man. Like a duo.
It's not too late to give him a TV show.
They could have been.
It's not too late.
It's not. I'd watch
it. It really isn't. I'd watch it in a heartbeat.
So good. How High is so good.
It is so good.
And they bounce off each other.
They really do.
And you know what? When they're performing together too, it's.
It's perfect.
Wu-Tang's pretty metal, I think.
They are. I think
super metal. I think that, you know, that they're gritty, grimy. They're like, they're underground.
Before there was Slipknot, there was Wu-Tang Clan. There was people were doing the mini mans on stage thing.
And they just announced another tour at NAS again.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they're coming to Daly's in Jacksonville.
Oh, really? I'm going to see if Josh White wants to go to that. Josh White, Exit Strategy, who I also believe. Did you see that? I think he does. I think he fills in on bass sometimes for Zabalba. And did you see that? We talked about that fest in Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They added some new stuff or some new bands. And I just wanted, Tied Down, because they added Earth Crisis doing it, but it's the 30th anniversary of Firestorm.
Which is pretty sick.
It's pretty sick.
I've never been an Earth Crisis guy, but that's definitely a legendary, very important album.
Well, they played that fest in Jacksonville where they did, Destroy the Machines, front to back?
I don't remember.
Yeah. But Zabalba's on it, and then they announced Shakewell.
Oh, yeah.
Friend. Amazing, amazing person. Rapper, but came up playing hardcore. Did a couple tours with him, with his old band. I'd love to get him on the show. I know I've said it before, but I'd love to get him on the show. He is a fucking seriously cool hang. Very, very chill, cool dude.
Betrayed?
Betrayal.
Betrayal. Oh, Betrayal was sick.
Yeah, definitely. God, what was that record label that was like blowing up for a second? I cannot remember the name.
I know
of
exactly
it.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, It had all those bands on there, like Blind Witness, and like I think Straight from the Path started on it. It was like a Sumerian label, but not Sumerian. It was like kind of the one close to it or a little underneath it. I don't know. But yeah. I think that's cool. I think that's a very cool festival. 2 days, killer bands. I think Gorilla Biscuits is on it. A band I still haven't seen that I really want to see. I think they just uploaded some footage of them playing, I think, Philadelphia. I'm not sure. I wasn't sure if it was 856 or another.
I'd imagine.
Yeah, no. God, it's a band I really want to see. God, how many times have I seen Quicksand? I've seen them, but not. I've seen Quicksand. I want to see Gorilla Biscuits, but
way more of a Quicksand guy.
Yeah. I have deep respect for Gorilla Biscuits, and I do listen to them on occasion. But I think Quicksand. That's me. And God, how many times have I seen Quicksand? I've seen them quite a bit. When I never thought I'd get to, which is cool.
They did that whole little return thing.
Did you see Lizzo?
I did.
God, bro. Listen, I didn't know that she...
Pretty random.
Listen, talk about... Listen, are you a fan of Lizzo?
I am a passive fan. I'm a fan of her. I appreciate her. I think she's great.
Stand loudly in the back. Like, I stand for her. Like,
I can say
like
that.
I'm in the back like, hey, listen, you go.
I definitely
She's a hit writer for sure. She's
her songs are great.
Classically trained flautist.
I have listened to Lizzo.
When should she do something with Imperial Triumphant?
Oh, that would be great.
Oh my God.
It's not that far off. It's not that far off.
It's not. Listen, if they got Kenny G, they can get Lizzo.
And Lizzo's doing Rammstein covers live.
She's doing. And here's the thing. I thought she was just saying Du Hast, like to the, because she was in Germany.
Right.
She knows her audience. She knows what she's doing.
Because she did like the whole song, right?
She did the whole fucking song.
I figured it was when I first heard it, I was like, oh, she probably did like a clip.
Right, no. She did the whole song with the fucking keys and everything. And apparently she had like a, I didn't go all the way to the end of it, but apparently she had like a, like it turned into like a gospel thing. I don't know if that's correct. I'd have to watch it for myself, but that's, I think I saw someone on Twitter saying that, but I think that shit is really cool.
That's awesome.
Because it just shows you, it shows you how deep and diverse
now
she can go.
Here's what we do, right?
And what she's into. I would love to hear more.
Gauntlet has been placed down on the table.
Yes.
Does Rammstein do Lizzo? That's what I want to see.
It's about Rammstein.
That'd be hilarious seeing
that. That would be hilarious.
But I like Lizzo. I think she has really good songs.
I wonder what Till Lindemann thought of that.
They're not listening, but if they were, this is an idea for you. Do fucking Lizzo live and go viral. Go even more viral than you've gone before.
Yeah, go more viral than fucking
wholesome having, viral too. You don't have to
having go them having the most obscene football stadium stage setup possibly of all time.
Like cover Lizzo. She's got hits, dude. She's
got hits. They got hits.
I'm a very big fan of Lizzo. What she does in the whole her place in the universe. I'm a fan of.
Yes.
Do I listen to her music a whole lot? Not a whole lot, but I definitely have. I don't listen to her album all the way through, but I do put songs on from her one time.
I don't think you have a choice because her songs are everywhere.
They are
everywhere. I remember when that, God, what was that song called? The DNA test song. I remember showing that to people and they were like, oh, this is good. And then everyone was like, I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm not gatekeeping Lizzo. I didn't think I was on to something. She was definitely bigger, like on the come up before I discovered her. But what I've noticed is that her sing, I don't want to dwell too much on Lizzo.
I know, we went on with a lot.
But, you know, every single she's put out vibes different. And I think that's great.
Yo, she is like party music. If I'm at a party and they're playing party music, throw on a Lizzo song and I'm dancing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cool. I'll cut a rug to a Lizzo track.
Like, she's right on, she's like in this spot to me where she's like, okay, I could see how like Meghan Trainor fans would like her, but she's not nearly as annoying as Meghan Trainor. And I could see how, what?
Meghan Trainor, it's hard to.
Sorry,
I don't even dislike her.
No.
But it's just.
That shit is not for me.
I guess, I think it got overplayed, I guess. I don't know. It's just hard to hear.
It's hard
to hear that song, dude.
No, it's hard to hear a lot of those songs. I don't even want
to
say
it. I'm trying not to say it, but man, it's all about that bass.
Listen.
Good for her.
It'll get you. Hey, listen. She made more money off that song than I've made my entire life. You go, girl. Don't listen to me.
I mean, both of us combined.
Both of us combined. And hey.
And then some.
And we
our families combined.
We can dig and respect that. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm not mad at her. I'm not even mad at the song. It's just, you know, sometimes you just don't want to hear things.
Over and over.
Can't
blame it.
Listen, I love Queensrÿche to death, right? And I made a pact to myself from whenever, 1990 or whatever.
Silent Lucidity.
I will never listen to Silent Lucidity ever again unless Queensrÿche's playing it live. Then I'll be like, okay.
Yeah, you have no choice. It's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
if it's on, otherwise, I'm not listening to that fucking song. And it's a great fucking song.
Oh.
It's a great, amazing song. But I heard it so much in my lifetime in such a short period of time that I never want to hear it again.
Listen, that song comes on, time slows down. The noise in the background fades. And it's just that song, dude. One of the coolest Jeff Tate performances. And I missed out on Queensrÿche when they came here last, and I missed out on Jeff Tate when he came here last.
Queensrÿche's playing Sunday.
No.
At Florida Theater.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You probably won't want to go to that.
I have Vision Video that night at 1904, so I might try to pop back and forth.
Vision Video, the Dark Wave band?
Yep.
Oh, no, I'm coming. I'll see you there.
Look, you say that. You say it all the time.
With 1904, I'll see you there. I'll come hang out with you.
I'll believe when I see it.
I'll come hang out with you. Sunday, I got nothing going on. Football's over, baby. Sundays are wide open.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah.
So I'm like that meme with the guy just looking into the office.
I mean, I'm watching basketball, but that's not football.
I want to do a whole, don't go stealing my idea, anybody. Another idea.
But remember, if we say them, they're legally ours.
I always wanted to do a commercial with, about NFL, like when it goes away, ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And just like have a dude like real sad, like sitting around his apartment.
Me.
And like, you know, like the calendar on the wall kind of flips, mm-hmm. you know, and he's like crossing off the days slowly. He's just looking out the window and it's just dreary day out. You know, he's like growing his beard out because he just doesn't feel like doing shit. Empty pizza boxes. And then cut to the end of the commercial and it looks exactly the same except he's happy. But there's still empty pizza
boxes. But you know what? The calendar flips and it lands on the day. It says first day of preseason. And then you know what you play instead of that song? Lizzo's It's About That Time.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Perfect. Listen, and then Lizzo, you're on board.
That's Let's a good, do it. That's a good song. That's a song I haven't gotten tired of.
It's a long commercial, so I'd have to trim that down. But
we'll work on it.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. God, that's good shit, dude.
Are you, excuse me, I thought you were Bill Withers for a second.
You know, a little bit. You watch his documentary?
No.
Oh, it's great.
God. I still haven't watched the Ronnie James Dio one.
Are you doing?
I got to get Showtime. What
Why
else?
Do you not have Showtime?
Well, I need to get it because this month, the season two of Yellow Jackets comes out. Have you seen Yellow Jackets season one?
But I'm watching, what's the judge show? What's with the...
Oh, Your Honor.
Yeah, I started watching season two. I watched the first episode, but I stopped.
How do they go into a season? I thought that was going to be and done.
I was kind of confused when they made a season two, to be honest with you, but it makes sense.
Listen, Showtime... I don't want to get into Showtime stuff. But I will say this. Have you seen Penny Dreadful on Showtime?
No, but I've heard great things.
Listen, don't bother with the City of Angels season. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. Maybe it's good. I don't know. I haven't watched it. Here I am, you know, like doing my thing.
With Goo Goo Dolls?
But the
soundtrack?
Huh?
What was the song from Goo Goo Dolls on there?
Oh my God. City of Angels with Meg Ryan and Nicolas Cage.
I feel like I didn't like the movie, but I liked the soundtrack. What fucking Goo Goo Dolls song was on it? Slide? Was Slide on that? No. Slide was a.
No, but God, is Slide such a good song.
No, Goo Goo Dolls fucking. And they were metal. They started off metal. They started off on Metal Blade.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Do tell. Because I'm curious. Now, I had no idea. What is that song called?
We're going to start off on fucking Metal Blade and we're like.
To see me. Because I don't.
Iris. Listen. Is that it?
No. No. Go back up to their main tracks. It's not Iris.
It's not Slide. Name?
It's not Name.
Oh fuck! What is? I'm gonna.
Yeah, Google it because it's the City of Angels soundtrack. Now, when that I honestly think that song was bigger than the movie.
I agree.
Because that was around the time where young Iris. Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's Iris. Yeah.
Oh well, I as a young child would stay at my grandmother's house and
I would flip back and forth
between MTV and VH1. Just back and forth, just watching music videos over and over. And that was the song VH1 was like, well, this is our paycheck for the next 2 months. And that song was everywhere.
Great song.
I've
never got sick of any of those Scooby-Doo songs, dude.
No.
What's that fucking Slide? That's a good song, too, dude.
God, dude.
A Long Way Down, too. Ooh. That was like a rock, more of a rock one. Mm-hmm. Long Way Down. God, good shit, dude.
I mean, well... They're no Third Eye Blind, but they're...
Oh, they're not. Who's playing this month also?
Yeah, they're playing the Florida Theater an evening with Third Eye Blind.
I'll be there.
You're going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
You got tickets?
I did. I got a ticket.
You got a ticket? I did. Didn't go, hey, Dylan, you want to go with me to see Third Eye Blind?
I didn't ask him because I got to work that day. So I can't be fucking around with anybody else. But you're more than happy to get a ticket and you can meet me there.
I might just do it. I might just do a solo viewing of Third Eye Blind.
I kind of wanted to do it by myself. You know, I like to do shit by myself.
Dude. I do too.
I go to the movies by myself. You know what? Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm 20 minutes in.
We're fine.
I went to the movies.
What'd you see?
This week. I had to do it, man. I had to see Cocaine Bear.
I was supposed to go see it last night, but they bailed on me. Listen, so
it was fucking great.
Was it good?
Absolutely, absolutely fucking. I was laughing out loud in the movie theater.
Are you going to the theater down here off of 9B?
Yeah, they go to one by my house.
How nice is that one, dude?
It is nice. Except
with the heated reclining seats.
I had a fucking cop come up to me though. Look, I go to movies by myself. It's peaceful, right? It's chill. And you don't realize how much you're invested in another person until you go to the movies by yourself. Because you don't have to worry about what time you're going. You literally don't have to have the discussion.
Right.
You don't have to have the discussion of, do you want anything from the concession stand?
Because it's you. You know what you want. Right. And you go and get it for you.
If I don't want it, I don't fucking want it.
That's right.
I don't have to worry about being on my phone because I'm always on my phone. And I sit away from people. So I don't have to annoy anybody. And I don't have to make anybody feel weird that I'm with.
Right.
And... And then when you're leaving the movie theater, you know, some people like to talk about, I don't want to talk about the movie. I just saw it.
Right.
Like I'm good with it. I want to take it in and just let it soak in, and I'm cool with that. Like I appreciate it. And it's really, you know, some people think it's weird, but I'm like, it's not weird to watch a movie, 'cause you fucking watch movies at home by yourself all the time. So
yeah,
it's really not that strange.
Mm-hmm.
I do know a lot of people who do like it also, but, man, I was in the movie theater laughing. But no, I had a cop come up to me and fucking... I think she said there was a flasher in the movie theater is what I think she said.
And she thought it was you, you dirty pervert.
Well, she said, you're the only guy sitting here by yourself, so can I see your ticket? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, fucking wearing sweatpants. Like, it's not like easy access to be a flasher. What the fuck, you know?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe, you know, I guess, maybe if they were tearaways. But...
well, I mean, you know,
I thought she was going to come with me. I thought she was going to come fuck with me. Because I'm like, look, I go all the way to the back... by myself,
right? Oh, that's pervert seating.
It's not pervert seating.
If you're by yourself and you're in the very back.
No, you go to the very back because you could see everything that's happening in front of you and you could react.
Yeah, but perverts do that so they could see who's coming up while they're jerking it to weird shit.
Okay, well, I never thought like that.
Well, of course you didn't.
I'm in the back. I get to see if someone's being a fucking creep. You know,
I gotta
be the overseer.
You're like the opposite of just about anyone else. 'Cause I'm a front sitter. I like to sit at all, not at the front, mind you, but like the section that starts to go up the stairs. Nope. I like to go up a couple of stairs, make a left, because normally before I started going to this theater, the only movie theater in St. Augustine sucks ass and you don't get footrests. They don't have recliners. So the only footrest you could get is the rail at the front of them. So I put my feet up on the rail. Because I don't want to put my feet on someone's chair. That's rude. But now it's just like, any seat's a good seat in that theater. Do you have a specific meal or snack option from the Durham Park Cinemark?
I have a
combo. I have a foolproof combo every time I go.
I usually don't go to a concession stand. But sometimes when I'm there, if... there's pizza freshly made because they have like little like deep dish pizzas, like personal ones.
Mm-hmm.
I might grab one of those. I'm a peanut M&M guy.
Oh.
But I usually bring
you in my own. Dad both. Peanut M&M guy.
I usually bring in my own shit. Mm-hmm. I bring a little bag. I get a drink that I bring in with myself because I don't like the drinks that they ever have because I'm really picky with my drinks.
They have a freestyle machine. They got everything in there.
Yeah, I don't fuck with all those though. Like okay. I don't really fuck with those things. I like my ice things, the caffeinated ice drinks,
mm-hmm.
or a Monster if I'm drinking that. But I've been cutting those out lately.
Yeah, you were saying that earlier.
I'm drinking
one
right now. I've only been drinking it during the podcast.
Yeah, no, it's your go-go juice. It's fine. I try not to have caffeine past noon. I'm one of those guys now, where it's like I won't fall asleep if I have caffeine at 2 p.m. But no, when every time I go to that Cinemark, the combo is as such: you get a drink, right? Normally, you have all those choices. For me, it's cherry Dr. Pepper, baby. Dr. Pepper is the reigning king sodas.
I was watching a movie. I was watching I was watching a documentary this morning.
Oh, no.
And I shouldn't watch it because now I'm fucked. And now, of course, I see everybody else watching. It's on Netflix. But the one of the girls that was getting interviewed, she had a Dr. Pepper. I'm like, man, that looks good.
Listen, I was like, nice cold.
Dr. Pepper every once in a while. I probably had a Dr. Pepper twice in the past 3 years or so, maybe. But a Dr. Pepper here and there.
Listen, it's a must for my survival that I have a Dr. Pepper within 3 days.
Have you watched the murders on Netflix?
No. No, wait, the improv thing, comedy thing?
No.
Oh.
No. It's called the Murders, and it's in South Carolina. It's about a lawyer, a very well-to-do lawyer and family in South Carolina.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy mishaps have happened with them, and they're very big on, like, covering shit up because it's a small town, South Carolina. They're very important in the town, and they make shit, bad shit go away in a bad way.
Uh-oh.
And there's a three-part documentary.
I've seen it advertised. I just haven't watched it yet.
Apparently, there's one on HBO also, which I want to watch because HBO is really good at documentaries.
They really are.
But apparently, it's a lot of the same information. But then I come to find out there's a whole podcast. This shit's deep. Shit's deep. And I was watching it, and I was fucking like, it's fucked up because there's a lot of fucking death, a lot of corruption. And they start uncovering all this shit. And apparently, it gets really fucked up.
Ooh.
More so than what's going on. And it's current. So this is all like within the past 5 years or so.
Maybe I'll watch an episode.
It moves very fast. It moves like they don't fuck around. Right. It goes super, super fast. I watched all three episodes like this morning.
I'm going to check that out when I get home.
It's great.
Before we get into some actual music, because we've been talking about random shit for about 27 minutes, go to the Cinemark. You know how Cardi B and like those celebrities, they have the McDonald's meals? Like, oh, I want the Cardi B Offset meal, or I want the J Balvin meal, Travis Scott meal. You go to your local Cinemark and say, I want the Dylan. They may look at you like they don't know what it is. They know what it is. You order the Dylan. You get your size choice, cherry Dr. Pepper. You get a package of Sour Punch straws, because those are S tier. And then you get... if they cook at your Cinemark, because they have snacks at our Cinemark, the mozzarella sticks, insane. Insane. You get those three things. You smoke some weed before. You know I am. Hell, I smoke in the theater. I just blow it into my shirt, and I make sure I'm not sitting around kids and shit, you know? Although, I'll tell that. I'll tell my Detective Pikachu story later. but we got to get into some shit. So, what do you want to talk about, Mikey?
I don't know. You said we got to get into some shit. I don't know. We don't have a whole lot. We could talk about Kiss announcing their final tour again.
Again.
Which I'm not mad about.
No.
They're wrapping up at Madison Square Garden, though, December 1st and 2nd.
Gene Simmons rises from his Kiss-branded coffin to make money yet again.
Dude, I'm not mad at them.
I'm not either.
They haven't stopped the last tour yet, so.
Listen, I've never seen them, and that's a band that I wouldn't mind going to see.
You've never seen Kiss?
Never.
Oh, my God. You should see them before you die. Before they die.
Hey, listen, it was almost me at one point, but, you know, I live another day.
They are great. I've seen them a handful of times. They're great.
Oh, yeah. Do they play I Was Made for Loving You? Because if they don't, I don't want to go. They don't play Tears Are Falling? I don't want to go.
I don't know if I've seen them play Tears Are Falling either. I don't think they've played either one of those when I've seen them. Maybe they have. I don't know. My memory's at one point in time,
I mean, they have to play I Was Made for Loving You because it's their biggest song, according to Spotify.
Yeah, they don't have to play shit, though. They can play what the fuck they want because they're Kiss. And they got hits.
True.
They got a lot of hits.
Kiss has hits.
Kiss has hits.
There you go.
Kiss hits. Kiss hits.
What else you got?
Did they ever put hits out? Kiss hits?
Kiss hits? Probably something different.
Hiss? Kiss hits? There's something there. But yeah, they're finishing in Madison Square Garden. That's kind of cool. They're
Where else would you want to finish?
They're wrapping up, you know, in their home, a couple of blocks from where they started. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, I like that. I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of things like that. And I think it's the 50th year, too, maybe, of Kiss.
They're from New York City?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought they were from Detroit because of the fucking song, dude.
No, they're just smart, right?
They're very smart.
Because what do, right? You make songs about other cities, and those other cities love you, too. And your home city's going to love you.
Yeah. So and then, you know, you give something for the city of Detroit.
Yeah, and Detroit, you know, they don't get a lot of love. So it's cool that they get that love.
Right.
They deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
They've earned it, dude. It's a rough time, dude. They have one of the best running backs ever in the history of the planet.
Barry Sanders.
And he was on Detroit Lions, so.
There you go.
It kind of sucks for him, you know? That fucking Megatron, right?
Oh, Calvin Johnson. Absolute beast.
Absolute fucking
Calvin
monster.
Johnson. Oh, yeah.
One of the best receivers ever, and he was on Detroit Lions.
Right. So, I mean, but here's the thing, though.
They need some love.
Barry Sanders. I mean, with the Lions at that time, I don't really remember. You might remember more so than me. I don't know how bad they were when he was their running back. I mean, he's probably considered the greatest running back of all time.
And when you watch his highlights,
he's a monster.
His highlights are ridiculous.
Just God, what a time.
I just don't know how someone can move their feet like that. I wonder if he's a good dancer. I bet he's a good dancer.
What a time for NFL football, you know? Dan Marino and fucking Deion Sanders, Jerry Rice, Barry Sanders. Fucking, come on, dude. Yeah.
That's a whole nother podcast again.
A whole other podcast. Yes, yes, yes. We got
this. This is metal on the brain.
This is metal on the brain. We have metal songs coming up.
We're talking metal. Kiss is metal.
This is episode 55. Sammy Hagar already fucking told you that. And here's the thing. If you don't know by now, we also use this as a way to catch up and just fucking shoot the shit about things, you know. So
With you guys. Look, just because we're metalheads doesn't mean we're not into the worldly things. We're all into other shit.
Yeah.
We all live lives. You know, metalhead's not just about fucking, you know, sacrificing goats and shit.
Yeah, it's a balance.
I want a goat. I'm not going to lie. I'm not here where I live, but like if I had my way, I would have it to where I had just enough land. Cause I'm not a big land guy, but... You know, I'd like a little bit of land to where I could have a couple of goats, mm-hmm. have a bunch of dogs hanging out with the goats, and having friends.
I dream of the acreage for a cat farm to have and have goats on it, and they just have random cats just fucking living their lives.
I wouldn't mind cats.
Dogs too. Dogs too.
But dogs, I definitely have a lot of dogs.
Oh yeah, no, I have two goats. I used to have three, but one of them passed away.
Goats are fun, dude.
Yeah, George Jones was one of those goats. And then Gilligan.
I mean, George Jones is one of the goats, too.
So. He is. You ain't kidding. That's probably... My mom named him that one, which is, you know, if you know my mother.
Fitting.
Very fitting. What else we got?
I don't know. What else?
I don't know. What else we talking about?
See, we talked about Lizzo, because we should have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, Dark Angel is doing a show in New York City also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dark Angel is doing Darkness Ascends and Fall, which they did in California.
Okay.
But it's with Prong...
Which is sick.
Amazing. And it's also with Whiplash.
Oh, that's really cool.
And there was another band on there, and I hadn't heard of them. I should probably pull it up here.
Yeah, let's check them out, because I know you said you haven't heard them yet.
No, I'm going to figure out who this is. Dark Angel, New York City, NYC. Dark Angel's fucking... I saw Dark Angel 2 weeks after seeing Morbid Angel, both times...
Toured together?
It was Dark Angel and Excel with Biohazard.
Oh, wow.
What? That was a show. And then it was Ripping Corpse, Biohazard.
Is Excel from New York, too?
No, Excel's California.
Oh, okay.
Super Cali. Super, super Cali.
New York just does these cool fucking things all the time where it's just like, hey, all these New York bands are sick. Why don't we all just play a show? Because I remember being on one of my first tours, and I was in Hudson Valley, like Peekskill area. And I was heading home. I was about to head home, and my buddy Zach was like, hey, do you want to go see Life of Agony, Biohazard, Visions of Disorder, and Razorblade Hand Grenade in the city? And I was like, fuck, yeah, dude, I cannot extend my trip another 7 days to do this, but I wish I fucking could.
I wanted to go to that show so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't, because I was going to, and then I think I had something. I probably had a show or something.
Man.
But Ready for Death is playing with them. I haven't heard of them.
Ready for Death.
Yeah, I haven't heard of them. But they're playing Irving Plaza, which is a killer venue.
Irving Plaza.
June 2nd.
Dude,
Friday, June 2nd.
We talked about Cavalera a couple of times. My first New York City show that I've ever been to was at Irving Plaza. And
Was it Dillinger with them?
It was Cavalera, Conspiracy, Dillinger Escape Plan,
Wild,
Throwdown, and Barrier Dead.
Wild.
Wild. Absolutely wild. But, Throwdown was nuts, but this was my first of many times seeing Dillinger Escape Plan, and this was like 2008-ish, so it's like...
Did you ever have a screen name like Dylan Escape Plan?
Oh, yeah. My MySpace name was Dillinger Escape Plan, but spelled D-Y-L-A-N. Dylan, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you talk about New York City shows, and they always do cool shit. You know, he's doing a secret show there, I think tonight, maybe. Or, if not tonight, this week.
It's Deftones.
Yeah, Deftones.
Yeah, it's with Mark Jacobs, right? It's like a Mark Jacobs fashion thing.
Yep, 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 yep.
But Deftones is playing. And, that's just one of the cool things about just living in New York City is that shit like that happens, and you can just go, you know?
I love living in the city. Yeah, I do love New York City.
Listen, if I was rich, like if I won the lottery, pooh, I'd go there and just fucking live life.
Dude. Just gonna have to start a Patreon so we could get rich, guys.
Hey, listen.
Would you guys
support my dreams?
Would you guys be Patreon fans of Metal and a Brain? We Brainiacs.
Just a little bit of money. You know. Just something.
That'd be cool if you would. If we'd offer cool shit though.
We would.
We've kind of talked a little bit.
We got ideas.
That might be happening.
Yeah.
That's a little teaser.
Yeah. We would love you to give us your money in exchange for some extra stuff.
You'd be getting cool shit
though. Oh yeah. We will, yeah. We are men of the people, first and foremost. So I say once that comes out, keep your eyes open.
Speaking of men of the fucking people.
Who's that?
We've talked about this dude a lot.
Who is it?
And everybody might say that he's not metal.
Uh-huh.
But he is metal, right? Because he's punk rock, he's fucking grunge, he's a little bit of everything.
Well, who is it?
Dave Grohl. Did you hear what he did, dude? He like did something like, he barbecued, because he's a barbecue guy. He likes to barbecue. He's been known to do that. He'll do like the ride for dimes and be the barbecue guy. But he set up for 16 hours and fed like 500 homeless people.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was in LA maybe. But I'm like, dude, this fucking guy, man.
Just that goodwill.
What a gem.
I know.
I mean, like, it's just great that he did that.
I think it is too. And I mean, if the people who are supposed to, you know, look out for its citizens aren't going to do it, then Dave Grohl will. You know?
Superhero.
Dave Grohl is just, you know, he seems to be that type of guy.
And you don't necessarily have to have the money to do shit like that, but, you know, it helps.
I would love to talk to him about barbecue smoking secrets.
You know what? I want to talk to him about Probot fucking 2.
Oh, listen.
We lost track about it a little
bit. We lost track.
We're back. We're going to stay on track with
this. The mission is stronger than ever.
We're going to manifest this. Manifest destiny.
Because there's so many, like...
What you know about DRI?
Listen, there's so many newer bands.
There's like so many older bands.
And older bands.
There's
that
so
he
much.
Could do something...
Obituary.
Cool.
Paradise Lost.
Yeah.
Slayer. The Slayer never collaborated.
Right.
He didn't end up doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That could still happen.
God, dude.
Just because they're retired from that doesn't mean Tom Morello can't sing on a song with them.
Ah, man. It would have been really cool to see someone like Riley
Ghost.
Gale.
Oh, yeah.
Riley would have been perfect for our
they
Probot
could do it. They
too.
Could do a fucking Blake with Fugitive, and he could play mm-hmm. guitar in it, you know?
Yeah, something.
There's just so much, dude.
Ghost, there's a lot of possibilities.
We know there's a Ghost connection there.
Yeah, because he played drums and produced that EP. Yeah.
So, like, you know, he could definitely do something with Papa, and they could do a song together. I think that would be great. Halford, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, I don't see why not, dude. Listen, Probot 2.
Probot 2. Coming soon.
We hope.
Manifesting it into existence.
Yeah. Maybe this will reach his ears. And
you believe
he'll be
in
like,
manifesting
yo.
Shit into existence?
No, not really.
Damn,
I'm not
be a negative motherfucker.
I'm not really like a fate guy. I'm more like, I mean, I believe in.
Well, it's not fate because you're manifesting it.
True.
Fate just kind of happens, right?
Yeah. I mean.
You don't think good energy earns good energy?
Well. I think I'm a decent person, and then I got cancer. So, it fucking, you know.
But that doesn't mean that you can't manifest good shit, though.
Well, I didn't die.
Here's the thing about manifesting.
So, there's that.
If you're speaking shit into existence, there's a part of you that you're talking yourself into making it also happening also.
I think it's more a motivational tool.
It is. It is a motivational tool.
Then it is like something just appearing out of the cosmos and handed to you type shit. I feel like a lot of people are like, as long as I think about it, it'll just happen. And it's like, well, you got to think about the shit you did and said and where you were at what times to really kind of be like, okay.
But here's the thing.
It's these many bridges that have led me to this point.
People are egotistical. Everyone's egotistical. And nobody wants to be wrong. So if you're saying something and you're trying to kind of speak it into existence... In essence, you're subconsciously trying to make it happen. And yes, we can't make Probot 2 happen. However, you never know where it leads to. And because we become so passionate about it, it's where does it go? You know what I mean? Like, so
one person hears it and then 16 degrees of separation reaches Dave Grohl and it gives him,
and you never know.
Maybe it's time.
So it's like manifestation is not just speaking shit into existence in the essence of it, it's also you're kind of talking yourself into making it happen.
Like I said, it's like it's almost like a pseudo motivational tool to kind of be like, you know, oh, I'm working with
it is
the universe to make this right. happen. But it, how much is it the universe and how much is you?
Right.
I think you're, I and think your mileage may vary.
And that's, that could change. And
right.
Who knows? You obviously got to put the work in to make shit happen.
Yes.
We're a motivational podcast now, guys.
Hey,
we're
listen, if not us, then who?
We're going to change the little tagline. Hey, what listen, are we under now? We under.
We're handing out movie snack secrets, and we're handing out fucking motivational stuff, and we got new bands coming up.
Do you think that what are we listed under? Like music/comedy? Because isn't it like a couple of things, and not comedy by means of because we're funny, but
well,
comedy,
we are
comedy in means of accidental comedy.
No, we're hilarious.
We say some funny shit.
We say some funny shit at least every episode. Yeah, at one least. Or two things.
At least.
Yeah. That's what some people have told us. We hope you all think that. You got anything else where you want to get into these new bands?
No, man. Let's manifest this new music from... I'm going to start with this one.
Yeah.
This,
let us know.
We're going to talk about it. So this is a side project. Kind of, lack of better term, supergroup. And it started with Richie Faulkner of Judas Priest.
I say we play it. I say we let him know that, and then I just say we play it, and then we go into the pedigree of the.
Richie Faulkner is the I think the main guy behind it. And
right.
We'll play it. Let me pull it up and cue it up here.
Yeah.
Hang on, because I'm not ready. Because I was going to talk about it. It is called "The Blind Leading the Blind." It's just a single that's out now, and it is turn it down real quick.
Oh, it's down.
And then it's Nuclear Blast. It's up for pre-order, which actually I don't think I've pre-ordered this yet, which
I'm shocked.
I have to. I've been a little bit slower on stuff like that right now. You know, just you try to be, you got to be careful. Sometimes you can't overexert your finances.
Oh, okay. I feel that. All
right. So go ahead and turn that bad boy up.
All right. You got it. Here we go. Now, that's just good, wholesome.
That's good, hard rock, heavy metal shit. Oh, yeah.
So, catchy.
All right, so here's a couple of things. I'm going to start off with what it is first. It's a, for lack of a better term, supergroup.
Right.
Features Judas Priest, guitarist Richie Faulkner, Rainbow singer Ronnie Romero, and on the recording, Scott Travis from Judas Priest did the drums, and Rex Brown did bass.
Oh, man, and listen, the drums on the production with headphones on, the production's solid.
Right. We'll get to that. But the band rounds out, I guess, with the live band, I guess, is going to be is Uriah Heep bassist, Dave Rimmer, and Accept drummer, Christopher Williams. I wonder if it's the same Accept drummer from way back in the day, too, if it's like the OG guy. Because he was like, Accept was like the band that like did like the fucking like double bass and shit. Like they were
yeah, they were one of the, yeah.
They were kind of early thrash. They were kind of like pre-thrash.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was talking to Gary Holt one time, and he had mentioned that Fast as a Shark, I think is what it was called, from Accept, was like him and all his friends in the Bay Area, like they were like all about that song, and the song's fucking sick. I don't know if you ever listened to it, but it's called Fast as a Shark. And it was like OG
Accept. Oh, like Accept?
Yeah, yeah. It's like OG Accept.
Was that before Balls to the Wall?
Yeah.
I've heard this song.
I don't know what year it was, but
it was. I know that that song was like their big hit that came through, which is to me, that song is hard as fuck.
Yeah. And like, you know, he was like, that song like totally flipped the switch on what they were doing.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, you hear Gary Holt say that shit, and that's pretty wild.
Right. Because
they're definitely pretty important in the whole thrash realm. Mm-hmm. But the production was done by Andy Sneap, who Andy Sneap is obviously does production for a ton of bands. He's done Judas Priest, obviously. He plays in Judas Priest now, and he's going to continue to play in Judas Priest, which they actually just mentioned recently. But he does a ton of bands. He's done Testament. He's done, I think he's done Machine Head. Maybe Machine Head. Ton of fucking metal bands.
Yeah,
dude's been around for a while. He's probably, I think he's done Accept, but dude, there's something about him and Richie Faulkner together that make for the greatest guitar tone I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guitar tone of Firepower is probably my favorite guitar tone ever, and it's just mind blowing. And then it's on this song also
to do that. To make that, I mean, it could just be the progression of how records are made these days, but to have that many records and be a band that long and then still being like, wow, like they could still really get it going with like tones. And
it's that tone to me is just like, it's like when you bite into a steak or you know, you put your fork into a steak and it just kind of like cuts through. Mm. Without the knife, you know, like that's
you know tone. You're in for a good time.
That tone melts me.
Oh yeah,
I know people are like. Ooh,
I think this. I think this shit's very cool, and I think everybody involved is a name.
Yeah, it's definitely
know or should know.
You know, you might not be an old school guy, and that's okay. But it's definitely some heavy hitters, and very important to the whole realm of metal. But I think it's a really cool song. I'm very interested to hear the rest of the project. The more I hear the song, the more I like it too.
Yeah,
the chorus is big. It's great.
And like you said, like you know, not a lot of people are in, you know, like this straight up older rock sound type thing. But I feel like we play this type of stuff, and then we also have a couple of other bands that are fucking just coming up, brand new, kind of. What?
Like and Florida's Tactosa?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we'll play this one.
Let's just go ahead.
Yeah, because we're just playing.
Yeah, yeah, road, yeah. Let's do this.
Go ahead.
Yikes.
Yeah. I was like seconds from fucking flipping this table over.
Man.
You know my biggest thing about flipping the table over? I would have spilled my drink.
You can't do that.
That's what I was most worried about. But yeah. Man, it's that's some fucking violent music.
Listen, not since, and I don't know if these, you know, guys will mind the comparison. I'm sure I'm not the only one who said it. But that takes me back to the days of, you know, with Suicide Silence and The Cleansing came out and just fucking changed the face of all of that. And all, you know, and like, God, man, I feel like, dude,
there's big things happening.
He sounds to me, he's got such a Mitch Luker style and just a sound. And it's just like that. It's just aggressive, and it's just got those like doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba beats and shit, and like, oh man.
And I booked them a long time ago.
Yeah,
well, not too long ago because they're pretty brand new. But they did a show in Jacksonville. And they crushed it. They were awesome.
Yeah,
they've only gotten better.
We played Tracheotomy last week, and those are they both South Florida? I know Tracheotomy.
I think they're both South Florida or somewhere. Down south in Florida. I don't know where exactly, but yeah, the two of them, I know they play shows a lot. I know their shows are buzzing, and there's good reason for it because
everyone
crushing it.
And anytime I log on Twitter, someone's talking about one of those bands, Tracheotomy or Tactosa. They're going to be, if they're not on any festivals, I think by the end of the year, you'll start to see them on stuff. I hope sooner.
Tactosa's already announcing shit. They're already
cool shit. They're on the move.
They're going to...
We're a little late on it, if we're being honest. I mean, a lot of people are fucking all about this band, and I think I definitely am, for sure. I definitely want to hear the rest of it.
The hype is real.
The hype is real, and it's deserved.
And I don't think it's I don't even think they're at the anywhere near the start of the hype. I think it's gonna get much.
They are real. They are more. Really speaking to the MySpace deathcore type people, and I was definitely was, if not still am, one of those people. I love it.
I gotta be honest, dude. They kind of rise above a lot of the
Oh yeah. Just because I say that doesn't mean that I don't think that they're not doing their own thing, forging their own path. You know, it's going to be up to them. You know, obviously, maybe they wear some influences on their sleeve, but I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I think that the sound they've got is great. It's honed, and they're only going to hone it more. And where they go from here is, I think, up to them. I think that they're going to get opportunities, and I think that they're, I hope they take them, and I hope it works out, and I hope to see them, in a, you know, doing big things, you know?
Yeah.
Anything for Florida, man. That's my thing.
You know what's cool, too, is the name of the song is called DIY Autopsy.
DIY, yeah.
I appreciate that. I think it's a good title
for a song. Yeah.
It's fitting. I like that.
Yeah, and I remember I was like, do you want to play Tactosa? And you were like, I don't know, maybe. And then we played that song, and then you were like, I kind of like that name. And then it's like, yeah, DIY Autopsy, that's really good. That's really, really, really good. Yeah.
But yeah, man, big ups to them, man.
Big ups.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Florida.
Oh, yeah, man.
They're making some cool shit happen.
Yes, they are.
And just on a side note, Mutually Assured Destruction, just started an Instagram. So go ahead and follow that, guys.
They made one.
Yeah, Mutually Assured Destruction USA. Go ahead, follow it. We're following it.
Talk about another band that we talk about all the time.
Great band, dude.
Great band.
Yeah, we're going to post this.
Don't know if they'll ever do any tours. Maybe small ones, but I think maybe your best bet will be to catch them at some sort of festival, which I see them on all the time.
Yeah, they definitely are active. They're just not tour kind of active.
I wish they'd come to Florida. My God. I mean, I don't even remember if they played FYA or not. Maybe they did. I didn't end up going, though, so.
Oh, yeah, you were supposed to go.
I was supposed to go, but I couldn't end up going. Bummer. Maybe next year.
Went ahead. Look at that. We're Instagramming well on, well, recording episodes.
We're hip.
We're crazy. We're a little bit.
We're a little crazy.
We're so hip.
How hip are we?
We're going to cover a band from Asheville.
Oh.
That's really hip.
I've never been,
but from what I understand, it's very
East
hip.
Coast Denver.
That's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. Or Portland, right? Like, kind of like right up there. They're all.
It's like a mix.
I've never been to any of the three. God, man, I need to travel more.
I've been to Asheville, and I've been to Denver. I've never been to Portland.
I want to go to Asheville to see fucking Oblivion Throne, because that's who we're about to play.
Oh.
This band's fucking sick, dude. This is the kind of band that's like, man, I fucking love heavy music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, ready?
All right, here we go. Turn it up.
Play it.
Yeah, listen here.
No, you listen to me. That was Void Gazer, but we're gonna play more.
Oh, what?
We're gonna play Lust for Steel, because it's so.
Oh yeah, good. Yeah. This track's sick. Let's play it.
I'm gonna fire, Listen, I played the wrong song.
You played the wrong song the first time. I was like, this doesn't sound like the song we heard. Although the what I heard of that song is badass.
Because I've listened to it, and I remember liking that song too, and I didn't mark down what song I was going to play on here. You know, the production on this, the crew, we're just going to fire them. Production crew's fired.
Why?
Because they didn't do the right song. So we're just going to have to do it ourselves from now on.
Well, that's fine. Our producer is upstairs.
Yeah, he's somewhere.
He's somewhere around here.
Oh, he's laying at the door.
Oh, is he?
Well, yeah, he's kind of being a little bit of a pain in the ass today.
Yeah, he...
But I love the dude. Don't get me wrong.
No, he had some notes, but he was saying them a little, too aggressively, too loud.
Yeah.
He was rubbing his butt on me again.
He does that.
Yeah.
He does that.
But he's a producer. I don't ask questions.
I got to teach him to not do that.
Well, good luck. That shit is ingrained in him.
It is. It's part of him.
It's funny, dude.
No, but I've talked to people, like dog people, and they're like, no, it's actually a pretty normal thing for dogs to do that.
Never seen it done before in my life.
I've never seen that done either.
He's just unique. He's special.
He is.
And I love
him. He's my black sunshine.
Mm-hmm. What else you got here?
That's my dude.
We got another band coming up?
Yeah. This is another band.
Let's keep the train rolling.
All right. Choo-choo, choo-choo.
There you go. That's the sound.
We're gonna take this band over to Phoenix, Arizona.
Ooh. Not really going anywhere foreign, are we? Are we still?
Well, a little bit from Elegant Weapons, but that was overseas. A bunch of British cats, but no, the rest of the bands are U.S. We're sticking with U.S. We did Florida with Florida with Tactosa, and Asheville, do we play Oblivion Throne?
I think you just played them, huh?
It's like shit. And then now we're going to Phoenix, Arizona, and this band is they're playing that Vader Christian Decrepit Birth tour.
Oh wow!
At the Nile Theater.
Oh my god, I love the Nile Theater.
And did you see a Tsunami just sold out there Monday night? This past Monday night.
I wonder if it's the same where they had the basement and the big stage.
It was the big stage.
They sold out the big stage at the Nile Theater.
I'm gonna see if there's pictures definitely of it. I don't see pictures on their site. I think Hate56 might have posted it.
I wonder.
Let me see if I could pull up.
I saw them playing. I saw some footage from friends online of them playing Las Vegas, and they played the VFW Hall, which I played. It's awesome.
856 doesn't have an Instagram?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm just not typing it. Listen, guys, if you don't know 856, Sonny, I believe is his name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Sonny personally. I have a lot of mutual friends.
But he does great work.
I hear he is a wonderful human being also.
Yes.
But he does amazing work, and he does amazing work for the people. He films and posts tons of sets. And... makes big deals, makes cool shit happen. He worked with Rage Against Machine recently, right?
Yeah. And here's the thing. I know that it's a meme at this point, the Harm's Way, this is a hardcore set. And it's got like a million views because of it.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah. That was his video. I rewatch that live video at least once a month or every 2 months. I rewatch that entire set because the Harm's Way and the sound production and the video clarity and the way that's shot to me is one of the best live YouTube videos you could watch, period. It's just that band knows how to craft a set, and they know how to let it flow. They know how to create a vibe. And I've always been a big Harm's Way fan. I'm kicking myself in the fucking ass for not going and seeing them open for Nail Bomb and fucking at the St. Pete Theater forever ago. I guess they were doing like some one-off Cavalera's shit. Yeah, let me see this.
That's the big room.
That is the big room. This was all for Tsunami?
I believe that was the show. From what I understand, that was Tsunami.
Oh, my God. Listen, something's happening.
I don't know if it's the tour they're on or...
I don't know, but something's fucking happening, dude. You love to see it.
He literally posted, AZ Hardcore, not messing around.
I think the last time I was there, I was on tour with Exit Strategy, and we went to the Nile and hung out because Citizen was playing that night.
That's a great band.
Oh my god!
It does was Nile awesome. Does Nile play Nile?
I'm sure they have Nile at the Nile. Why wouldn't that be a thing? Like a live DVD,
kind of like Crowbar at Crowbar.
I feel like that would be like a live DVD you would see on the rack at your local FYE. Would be Nile at the Nile, Crowbar at Crowbar. You know,
should make special things for shit like that.
Right? Yeah, listen, if your band shares a name with a venue, I say why not?
Yeah, it should be.
It should just happen. Let's keep playing though. Let's keep the strain rolling.
I'm looking up this show right now at the Nile Theater. See if it was who it was.
Are you looking them up on Instagram? Do you want to play this band while you look that up?
No, I'm going to look it up while we're talking.
Oh, okay.
Tsunami tickets, Mesa. Yeah, Tsunami. At February 27th, Mesa, Arizona.
Was it just them, or who else was on it?
February 27th was Monday. I'm sure
it was. On Monday?
Yeah, on a Monday. That's what I'm saying. It's fucking wild.
Something's happening, man.
Let's see here. I'm trying to... Pulsar, let's see. Pulsar has it. The lineup. They don't have the fucking line. You only have fucking Tsunami. Obviously, it was more than just Tsunami playing.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be completely surprised if it was just them. I mean, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, hardcore shows don't just do one band, though.
No. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was like Tsunami and Locals.
It was Groin, OLT, who I don't know who that is, Get a Grip, and Skin Ticket, and Tsunami.
Skin Ticket?
Skin Ticket. Haven't heard a Skin Ticket.
I haven't either, but I'm so curious because that's a. I want to know what I want to know what that means.
Almost as odd as Skin Father.
I think which Skin is a Ticket great is
fucking band, by the way.
I don't know. I would love if anyone knows. Let us know where that name came from and why, and if we should check out Skin Ticket. Because I'm down if you're down.
I wonder if Skin Ticket's ever played with Eternal, who is from Phoenix. This band's very traditional death metal.
Okay.
And you know what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Ready?
Skin Ticket sounds like a death metal band.
Well, Eternal is a death metal band, and we're going to play them right now.
Oh, go ahead.
Turn them up.
Listen, that drummer is just going so hard. Yep. So hard.
I love it, dude. It's very, it's just very traditional old
school. It's catchy, too. The na 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 na.
The album cover's sick. It's kind of like weird skull, cloud, kind of mountain on fire.
And now this band's from Phoenix?
Yeah, there's a Phoenix, Arizona band. I think that's self-released.
You ever been there?
I've never been to Phoenix.
I love Arizona. Phoenix love
is,
it.
Phoenix is, I believe, home of Max Cavalera, though.
That's where Rob Halford lives. Yeah. And I don't blame them because Phoenix is incredible. I think I've been to Glendale as well. Tucson, I've been to Tucson. I love Arizona.
I like when people say Tuscan.
Raising Arizona is one of my favorite movies.
Great movie.
Oh, my God.
Great movie.
Great movie. I just love Arizona iced tea.
The Arnold Palmer kind.
Listen, without Arizona iced tea, you would not have the delicious Arnold Palmer beverage that you so enjoy.
You know, I'm a fan of that. And then, you know, I even drink the Arnold Palmer version of the Monster.
Listen.
Rehabs. Which, you know what? They're not very easy to find these days. Which is good, because I stopped drinking them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I only drink them every once in a while.
Listen, I've pretty much, and I hate it, because I love a good Red Bull. But if I don't have it before 12, I just don't do it. And But I miss Red Bull. And I know that when the next flavor comes out, I'm going to try it. But other than that, by the way, throwback to last week, I tried to find them Oreos you were talking about. I can't find them.
Go to Target.
Maybe, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You did say Target. Okay.
Maybe if you're good for the rest of the episode, I might have a treat for you.
I'll behave.
But you got to be good.
I'll be good.
No fucking up. Hey. No fucking around, Dylan.
I haven't fucked
Dylan
up yet.
Dylan, your escape plan.
Hey. Someone wants to be in my top eight, let me know.
All right. So, this band is from, let me see where they're from. I think they're from Salt Lake City.
Okay.
I want to say. Don't quote me on that. Man, I used to know shit like that off the top of my head, like super nerdy on shit. Yeah, these guys are from Salt Lake City, Utah.
So you did know it.
They're
you
on,
just had to be reminded.
Shadow Kingdom Records, which Ooh. If you know, Shadow Kingdom is very heavy metal oriented.
Yeah.
They release some really cool shit. You know, this band's doing Hell's Heroes.
Which is, I still want to go to that really bad.
You know, they play like Keep It True Fest. They toured with Unto Others, who were fans
of
it.
Oh.
Yeah, they did a whole trek with them.
Please, guys, give us another fucking
record.
Was that
what year are we in? We're in 2023, so that was probably 2021. Yeah. Yeah, Unto Others, Bloodstar, 2021 tour.
The band's called Bloodstar.
And they're great, and I love them. They released a new song, and I love this song. And Dylan's about to turn the volume up right now so we can listen to it.
All right, here we go. So that song's called Cold Moon, right? Man,
yes, and I love it.
I love it.
I always love their artwork. Artwork's always cool as shit.
I almost wish that they waited. I mean, I'm glad we got to listen to it now, but it definitely, I get a more like a fall type of vibe with that song. Cold Moon.
Oh, it's Cold Moon, and, yeah.
You know, you definitely Wait. Some, so you could have a few
Listen,
witchy activities I'm to a song like that.
Absolute sucker for the fucking, the gallop chug.
Oh, yes. Not done enough.
A sucker for it. And you know, you could.
Barracuda.
Dude, well, that's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, God.
I
got chills.
You know, like, it reminds me of Desert Plains from Judas Priest, that same vibe where you're literally open road, fucking deserts. You got the hood down, not the hood, the roof down.
The roof down.
Yeah.
Or the sunroof
convertible.
Open. Yeah.
T-tops.
Drop the top.
Oh, dude.
As they say.
You could definitely do a Trans Am T-top to this fucking band.
Mm-hmm.
You just fucking cruising down the fucking highway.
Yep.
I wonder if they have a video for this. Make a video for this doing that.
That'd oh, yeah. Sick. Back seats
with
beer cans and
dragon
sage.
And crazy. One of these like super sick fucking artworks on the fucking Trans Am. On the hood. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Good shit. I love this band. I really would like to see them live.
You might get your chance.
You know, it's hard to do stuff in Florida, man.
I wish.
You don't get a lot of stuff.
And that makes no sense to me.
And, you know, it's, you know, at risk of pissing some people off, and I don't mean this at everybody, obviously, but I think everybody can agree that the heavy metal scene in Florida isn't as big as it is in other places.
It's non-existent, in my opinion.
When you have heavy metal bands coming in like this, the shows just don't do as hot. Now, Tampa's got a great scene. Orlando does. Jax is very light on the heavy metal scene itself. You know, they do great with other things, but the actual heavy metal bands don't shine here, unfortunately.
And I wish they did.
Yeah, me too.
You know, but I don't know if that could ever be a thing that would sprout up at any moment if it hasn't already. It might take the right band to do it, but as for the most part, it's mainly Tampa, a little bit Orlando. maybe with Conduit doing its thing, maybe we'll get a little bit more spread out, you know, heavy metal shit. Yeah, I'd love to see. You know, I'd love it if a band like this came with someone like Unto Others and like just somewhere really gnarly, dude. Like that show at Conduit would be fucking wild.
They played in Orlando. They did that tour in Orlando. I couldn't make it, unfortunately.
What?
Yeah.
Unto Others did not play.
Yeah, they did.
And I did not know about it. You're lying to me.
No, you did know about it.
Huh?
You did know about it.
No, because if I knew about it, I'd have went.
Guess what? It's on the podcast. We'll go back and listen to episodes.
There's no way.
Absolutely.
Well, you'll just have to show me after the podcast, because I'd hate to think that I wasn't aware and I didn't go. And you know me, dude. Fucking. Yep,
they played Orlando on 11/20 of 2021. Yep.
I'm not very happy with myself about
so
that.
So actually, I don't think we started the podcast yet. So it wouldn't be listening to the podcast. But no, we definitely talked about it. And I wasn't able to go. I believe I had a show that night and I was like, fuck, man. I really wanted to go.
I can't believe I didn't.
You were planning on going and backed out last minute.
I don't know, dude. I do not. I'm telling you. Yeah, I do not remember. I thought the last time they came was King Diamond.
Because I was going to make you buy me a shirt.
Dude, I don't remember that. I swear I don't remember that. But I don't remember a lot of things. So
facts.
Is what it is. All right. What else you got?
Well, I got.
What's in the box?
Not until you give me.
What's in the fucking box?
Hey, normally we don't get to this part for like another 45 minutes.
Don't jinx it.
No, we're good here. All right, so Mikey's cutting into shit. I have nothing yet again. I just need to start ordering shit just to open shit, you know? And I'm still subscribed to like, you know, like Deus, Brooklyn Vegan, you know, Epitaph, fucking 20 bucks spin, all these. I still like to see what's coming out. But I just never pull the trigger.
$20 bin.
Oh no!
Because that's what this is from.
Oh, is it really? I had no clue.
I feel like there's probably a cassette in here with vinyl
somewhere.
Because the way it's packaged.
I cannot believe I missed Unto Others. I cannot believe that. That's gonna fuck with me.
Yep. Here we go. Oh, I know. I know what this is.
Well, go ahead and spill the beans, brother.
This was a Worm.
Ah.
They like reissued the first Worm recordings, another Florida.
Yeah.
And kind of came out of the Everglades.
Hey.
The swamps.
What do worms do? They wiggle? Wiggle out of the swamps?
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, this is a couple of different variants. Gloomlord. God, it looks so sick.
It does look sick. That's a good album.
Spacey swamp shit.
Yeah, that's a very good album.
This was what was released before they signed a 20 bucks.
Oh, okay.
And 20 bucks been put this out, and then of course the fucking
vinyl. Oh,
looks
insane. It's art, dude. That is some good looking vinyl right there.
20 bucks bin has always got the best fucking vinyl.
Because it's different on both sides, yeah. Which is I don't even know how you would do that.
$20 bin.
Some wizardry.
You got to watch vinyl making things, dude. They're like mesmerizing.
Oh, I've seen a couple, but not like that. Oh, and that one right there.
That one's different too.
Got a little ring of swamp water in there. Looks like.
Love it.
Hey, that's cool.
So good.
I love it when a theme comes together. And that one right. That's like a brown, white with blue splattering on the back. It's just.
Completely different. I love it.
It's all the colors of the swamp, my friends.
I'm pretty sure it's just an EP that Worm put out. I think Worm is just one person.
Oh, okay.
But Worm is great. You know what's funny is I think the last EP kind of got a little ignored that was released at the end of last year. But it's awesome. I love it. I love it.
Right. Oh.
All right.
This is a smaller package, but
cassette.
Oh yeah.
Definitely. Do not bend it, though.
Don't you dare.
I don't know why someone would bend a cassette, but all right.
Someone who's really out to get you.
All right. Let's see what we got here. I do not know who this is from. This is from an individual, so.
Oh.
Maybe it's something from, well, I haven't ordered anything from eBay in a while, so it's not going to be that. It's probably maybe a band I ordered from, and they just sent it from. Sometimes I order from bands, and they just send from their home address.
Right.
You know. Underground bands. Let's see what we got here. All right. Ooh, a package inside of a package.
Oh, Jesus.
Inside of a package.
It looks like it's open at the top, though.
Yeah. It's just a package to be in a package.
Another package. Oh, but it's, someone thought of you.
I know what this is. This is a Slayer Repentless.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Black. Because I have the other color. I have the, I think, orange and red.
Where'd you get that?
These came out Nuclear Blast. I got this from Discogs.
Oh, cool.
This is 228 of 500, but I haven't had the black one. The black one was kind of hard to get.
And now you have it.
I don't know why I missed it when it came out. But
look, even you can't be up on everything.
A whole lot of Repentless also. You haven't seen the Repentless albums I have.
No, I haven't.
That was before the podcast. I have quite a bit of those too.
Oh my gosh.
I have a lot of Repentless, but yeah, I think I've been trying to get this cassette for a minute.
My collection of physical music is very, how should I put this? Mormon innocent compared to his.
Well,
I think he has more tapes than I have records, and then he has records.
A lot of it is because I'm older.
True.
I'm not a
collector. I've tried. I've just never, like, I think the only thing I like to stay interested in on collecting is shoes, but like I'm just not a big collector type guy.
No, I am. I get it. I get it. Honest.
Yeah.
You know, my brother's the same way. My dad was like that.
I feel like
family members who are definitely collectors, but you know, it's music. To me, I'm kind of like, it's music, and it's different than just a thing. It's different than just a knickknack.
The possibilities of it.
It's just, it's art.
It's yours forever. As long as it's taken care of. Yeah. The importance of physical things is not lost upon me, even though I am very digital these days with a lot of shit just because of the convenience and stuff. But I think the last record I put on was that I Am record. I'm just like, well, it's already on there.
I definitely do not listen to the hard copies because it's difficult to do. It's just easier to just do online shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still collect it. I'm still a sucker for it. I still do like to put a record on from time to time.
And it takes the I understand that it takes the mystery out of, like, going to the store, looking at it, and being like, well, this probably sounds good. The cover's cool.
You miss out the fucking artwork and, you know, like, the vinyl just looks. There's always going to be something special about a vinyl album. It's just, it's always going to be... very unique, just holding it in your hand, the smell of it,
different colorways and variants and styles, and
just seeing the artwork is
liner notes and extra shit, and like just for it's the most immersive way I feel to consume your music, and I don't think that there ever will be a digital equivalent.
There won't be. Impossible.
You know.
Now this package is, I don't know what the fuck this is. Michigan.
Oh.
It's big, though.
Hey, we were just talking about Detroit. Maybe it's from Barry Sanders.
That would be sick.
That would be sick.
A pair of his shoes. He's probably got big feet. I don't know. He dances real well with the ball, so.
Is it him or Emmitt Smith that dances? I think it's both, isn't it?
Well, Emmitt Smith dances, too, but no. Barry Sanders was real good at going from 0 to 100 real quick.
Oh, yeah. We're about to go to... from 0 to 100 with whatever. Oh my god!
Yeah, this sucks because I try not to do these, but man, it's just too good not to.
Yeah, because you leave that in the box and it's perfect.
So this is the Master of Puppets tour edition of the Funko Pops, and it's the whole band: Cliff Burton, Lars Ulrich, James Hetfield, Kirk Hammett, and the whole backdrop of Master of Puppets.
It's hard not to take these pop figures because it's like if you like something in the pop culture stratosphere, they've got a little figurine that lets people know off the rip, hey, look at these tiny dolls. This is my personality, you know.
They got a Dio one coming out. They got
a Dio one coming out.
Big Rattlehead Pantera's coming out as a four piece. You know, it's kind of, I was saying this the other day to somebody, you know, getting stuff like this too, when the Funko Pops or whatever they're called, when they release metal stuff and it sells out right away, kind of makes a statement.
It does.
Know? It's underground, but it's still a very impactful culture.
Yeah.
That for the most part's kind of overseen. Everybody kind of knows about it, but like nobody's like, you know, kind of doesn't get a lot of respect.
Right. I feel like a lot of metalheads too tend to be collectors in ways.
Yeah, because metalheads are very loyal to the music.
Yeah.
More so than any other form of art. I mean, you just don't see hip hop people collecting like they do. And this is that's not, I'm talking for the, you know, the typical person.
Right.
You know, obviously I know a ton of hip hop. I am a hip hop. I collect hip hop shit also. Not as much as I do metal.
No.
But you know, I definitely collect hip hop vinyl and, cool hip hop shit, you know? So, you know, it's just not as common, country, you know, you don't really see people, they love country music and country music is a way of life for sure.
Maybe your older country stuff.
I mean, you know, you go to any metalhead is going to have metal t-shirts 10 to 1 versus any other style of music.
I mean, that's what my wardrobe has been since I was 14, 13 years old.
You know, you
even before that, like when Slipknot first came out and I would see their shirts in JCPenney, and it's just like you'd see Limp Bizkit shirts in JCPenney and you'd be like, I have to have that. And then you discover Hot Topic and then it's all fucking over from there. Like Dylan's got to have the Mudvayne shirt. He's got to have it. So,
you know, look, country, you have country shirts, you know, people have country shirts.
The older shit too, but, like the George Strait know, and the like that shit's like trendy, like the Reba McEntires and
right,
the,
but you know, you'll see
Garth Brooks.
You go to see a Carrie Underwood show and you get a Carrie Underwood shirt, but you wear it a little bit, but mm-hmm. You know, it's not like a metal show. It's not like a metal fan. Where they are adding to their collection. A country person's like, oh, cool, I'll wear my Carrie Underwood shirt, and then the rest of the week I'm going to wear something, you know.
Different.
Just whatever. Hip-hop, same thing. I mean, hip-hop is weird because, you know, it's so much about fashion, but they don't really do, it's part of the fashion, and it's really not about the artist t-shirts.
Mm.
They have clothing lines, obviously, you know, Wu Wear, and, you know, P. Diddy had his clothing line. And
was he Sean John?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, Rock Aware, you know, so you know, there's definitely hip hop clothing.
Yes.
It's just, you know, it's you don't always see them wearing artist t-shirts.
Right.
You know, you see it from time to time, obviously, whatnot, but like it's not as common. You know, even booking the artist. A lot of times hip hop artists come through and they don't really have merch, or if they do, they have one right. or two shirts, one or two designs. They barely sometimes forget to set it up, you know. Where, you know, metal, it's very, very completely normal to have every band that comes through in a metal band. It's really weird if they don't have merch.
Right.
It's really
weird. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Where hip hop, it's almost more weird that they do have merch.
And I've always noticed that like hip hop, like I feel like, I don't want to say less is put into the design and thought of the shirt, but I go to hip hop shows and I see the merch and I'm kind of like, this is what they're charging for this.
Right.
Like, you know, but like young kids will be like, I have to have it because it lets other people know that I fuck with cool shit. And I think the same thing goes, look, dude, I had a friend in high school that had a Cradle of Filth shirt for every school day of the week. And it was a different one. Like that motherfucker had to let everybody there know I fuck with Cradle of Filth. And like, that's how people do it. You know, it's through the merchandise and shit. Speaking of which, and you said Carrie Underwood. Remember that picture I sent you?
Yeah,
funny you said that. I sent Mikey a photo. Carrie Underwood meeting that band I Prevail. Apparently she's a I Prevail fan, which makes me wonder what else does she like in that realm. But what got me the most was that Carrie Underwood was wearing a Carrie crew neck sweater, like Carrie the movie. Like the original Carrie movie, not the remake, the original. Carrie Underwood's wearing a Carrie crew neck. Now, I wonder, is it because she likes the movie? Because who doesn't? You know, Sissy Spacek.
I've never seen the movie.
You've never seen it?
Isn't that crazy? I've never seen it.
I wouldn't say it's crazy.
I didn't mean not to see it. I don't know why.
I wouldn't say that's crazy. Like, I just saw Misery for the first time last year. And I figured, I think that's a little bit more crazy than not seeing. Well, no, Carrie's definitely more. Well, God, they're both so pop culturally relevant. I'm not sure. But I wonder if she's a fan of horror movies or if it's just because that's her name.
I don't know, and it's
kind of like a, you know, type thing.
It's like the ad for the movie too, like the poster. Yeah. It says
it's not one that you would find normally, I feel like.
Right. It says I think it's a hoodie too, actually, looking at it.
Could be.
Because it's got the drawstrings. It looks like a hoodie. But it says, if you got a taste for terror, take Carrie to the prom. And then it's got the two pictures of Carrie, like one of her smiling and then one of her covered in blood.
It's like the coolest piece of Carrie merch I've ever seen. But the fact that Carrie Underwood's wearing it and she's with a band that's certainly not country.
Right,
you know,
I think they might have
raised a lot of questions. Carrie, I got questions for you, girl.
But she's I got questions. Look, everybody's human. Everybody's normal.
I know, but it's like with Lizzo and finding out she likes Rammstein.
Dude, Demi Lovato.
And then Demi. Oh, I mean, Demi's worn that on her sleeve since the jump.
Margot Robbie, you know?
Yeah.
She's a metalhead.
Listen, we've talked about this before. People like it. Wish it would, you know, creep in just a little bit more than your every now and again Stranger Things episode or stuff like that. I'm hoping to see, you know, get it more out there, man. And honestly, I think TikTok has a lot to fucking do with it. I think it's reshaping the whole landscape of how songs are produced, how songs are written, how music's consumed, how tours are put together, how festivals are put together. I think TikTok has all of that underneath its belt now as far as being influential. And I think that it's going to not just introduce a lot of people to newer stuff, but it's also going to allow people we may not necessarily think of in that realm come out and be like, I fuck with this shit. You know, I fuck with this, I fuck with that. And then I kind of, it starts ping ponging back and forth and people find out about cool shit. Because I find out about cool shit on TikTok all of the time.
Well, and you know, a lot of people, it's not their way of life. Doesn't mean they don't like it.
Exactly.
See, and there's people like you and I, like live this shit. Like I live this shit. I live it.
Yeah.
It's surrounded by me every day. And
I mean, no, you live it, dude. You really live it because that shit pays your bills. Something, you know, that shit helps pay your bills.
You literally
live it because it, you know, one way or another, it helps you every day do something like this. And I think it's neat, you know, because, yeah, like I love metal music. I have my entire life, but I like a lot of other shit, too.
Right.
You know,
maybe Carrie Underwood's like, man, those guys are metal on a brain like Carrie Underwood. That's really cool.
They're cool
dudes.
When she
listens to this podcast, she's going to be like, well, damn, they said nice things about me.
Yeah.
Who knew that they like country music?
Yeah, Carrie, come on the show, girl. Tell us all about it. We can talk horror movies. We can talk, heavy metal or current metalcore shit.
There's a new vinyl variant of the first Casey Musgraves album.
Oh no.
That I have to order.
Oh no. I don't have that album.
Yeah, it's a watch the record spin under a bright light through your phone camera to see the E-trope animation come to life.
Oh no.
It looks fucking crazy, so I got to order it, and that album is so fucking good anyway.
10th anniversary edition.
God, that was 10 years ago. That's crazy.
Is there Listen,
she's metal too. She's not metal, but she's metal.
Oh no, she is.
Casey Musgraves is very
listen.
Metal without
well, metal. We stand Casey Musgraves. Listen, Casey, you want to come on the show too? Please, Carrie and Casey, please go on tour together.
And they must have had to, right?
Oh, they've definitely crossed paths and played shows together.
I wonder if Casey Musgraves has written Carrie songs,
or vice versa.
I don't think Carrie Underwood really writes.
Maybe she does. I feel like to really, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you got to have a little bit of that in you.
I mean, I'm sure she writes like, but I don't think she's like a songwriter for other people.
I'm not sure.
Because Casey Musgraves, that's where, if like she, a lot of people, that's where
if she's got the tune and the money's good, I'm sure she has at some point. That those Nashville cats like that, they are, that shit goes, like, because I watched a thing about Hardy, the fucking country metal, you know, type guy.
Yep.
Who I'm a big fan of. I think, listen, me and him, I think are very similar in a lot of ways, like personality wise. I'd love to go fishing with him at some point, Hardy, if you're listening. But he was telling stories about just getting together and moving to Nashville and writing songs and just going back and forth with other people. I think he wrote a lot of songs on that last Morgan Wallen album that's gone like 100 times platinum or some absolutely fucking crazy number like that. But yeah, no, I think more people should cross over into things, because it's my personal opinion that if you don't like country music, you ain't punk rock, in my personal opinion, because country music's always been fucking punk rock. It's always been fucking yeehaw, fuck the law shit. You know, maybe not so much more now. Maybe it's much, you know, a little bit more of a, you know, tamer, not as adventurous, more not as outlawish. You know, you're not showing up to the fucking record label with a pistol, getting ready to shoot your fucking dude because he's not doing what you want him to do. You know, it's not like, you know, fucking, what was it, Waylon Jennings, or I think it's Waylon Jennings or George Jones, one of them, and Johnny Cash, just fucking doing so much drugs and writing so many classics and just fucking being outlaws, dude. Like, that shit is punk rock. Dolly Parton is punk rock. Loretta Lynn, coal miner's daughter, fucking talk about coming from nothing. That shit's fucking punk rock. Fucking John Joseph in the in that New York City hardcore documentary, you know, being like, I used to sleep with the rats, you know, type shit. Like, that's what fucking Butcher Holler, my friend, fucking Loretta Lynn lived a similar life of fucking having nothing and then just fucking making something out of it, man. Listen, it's all fucking goddamn relative. Don't be a fucking narrow-minded chump.
You're about to lose your privileges for the treat.
Why?
You're getting out of hand.
I'm getting out of hand.
You're getting out of
hand. I'm getting passionate.
You're getting
Am I wrong, though? Am I wrong?
No. Definitely, country is... there's still punk rock country. And there's punk rock hip-hop. There's punk rock. Because punk rock's not punk rock anymore, either.
No, it's really not.
But, you know, everything comes in waves. Everything changes.
Hey, so it
things,
is.
Things grow.
So but it is.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too, dude. I got Whataburger to go get on the way home. So let's close this up. Oh, my God. Listen. Night Shift merch, thank you so much for just existing. We will come see you soon. And everybody should go online and order something.
They always have cool shit.
They always have cool shit. Always have cool shit. If you're in the Ormond Beach area, go on in.
Go see them live.
Go buy some shit. Man, cool people over there. Daniel Porter, Pit Forge.
Man.
Every episode, every for 50, 55 times.
Keeps on doing the coolest shit.
55 times we have said this man's name.
Doing the coolest shit.
He's doing really cool fucking shit, man.
Did you see what he did for that logo?
Which one?
Man.
Almost every day that man's popping up with the cool art.
He's always doing, right, obviously, he's always doing fucking crazy ass logos. But he did one for an internet friend of ours, James Buscema.
Oh.
If I'm not saying that right, that my bad.
I think that's how you say it.
This logo, look at it. It's fucking great.
Listen.
And, you know,
James, however you want it or need it, he'll get it to you. Look,
James did that new Frozen Soul cover, which is just mind-blowing. It's fucking insane.
It's very insane.
You know, he's done so much cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
He did the Spirit World cover.
God.
I mean, he's, you know.
The new Spirit World with fucking spaghetti western fucking movie poster shit?
He did that latest Municipal Waste.
Oh, man.
Look, this James dude, James Buscema, doesn't
what a talent, man.
There's a lot of cool, talented people in metal.
Oh, yeah.
But it's cool seeing Daniel from the Pit Forge doing a logo for James Buscema. It's just so fucking cool seeing that. Like,
artists,
collaborations of
two, artists helping artists, you know.
Great artists.
Going back and forth. Man, that's awesome. Let it all flow between everybody, man, and just fucking create shit. Just keep doing it. Rhythm of Fear fucking theme song.
They did it. They did the theme song.
Yep, but you can hear it right now.
They tore it up. They got some new cool songs they're working on, too.
Hey, and hopefully we'll hear those sooner rather than later. But this has been episode 55 of the podcast, Metal on the Brain Worldwide. We will see you guys next week. Have a good one, y'all.
Hey.